gentlemen, welcome to the Hungry Eye stage. Epic recording star, whose friends prefer to call him just plain God, Godfrey Cambridge.
Thank you for that very warm greeting, folks. I'd like to welcome you to the Eye and also tell you that we're taping this show tonight for my mother, Sarah X. She's the critic for Muhammad Speaks. You notice how fast I ran up here? That's because I'm trying to change our image, you see. I know that's a heck of an introduction, you know. People always get shook up when I come on, they say, oh my goodness, he was introduced as God, you know. Say, is that what he really looks like? Oh. They go home and overpay the mage, you know. Kind of wild. Well, I get very carried away biblically anyway, you know, like a lot of times people get shook up, you know, when I'm introduced as God, but when you think about it, you know, there is no diminutive form of Godfrey, you see, so it's a natural thing for people to slip into, you see. I mean, I even answer the telephone that way and it shakes people up, you know, I say, hello, God, you know, they start thinking of all their past sins, you know. Of course, I run into difficulty when I'm on the road and I try to send opening night telegrams to all of my actor friends in New York, like, and sign them that way. You know, for example, Leroy Jones, the playwright, just opened a double bill of one-act plays in New York called The Slave and the Toilet. Great titles. So you can just conceive of the situation. I'm down in Washington in this real swank hotel and I'm trying to send an opening night telegram, you know, saying good luck to the cast and company of The Slave and the Toilet. Here's to a long run signed God. And charge it to my room. Yeah. I can just hear the doctor say, come on, you're putting me on, you know. Of course, I have problems like that, because I sent, Brock Peters was doing Othello in Washington, and I sent him a wild opening night telegram. I said, dear Brock, good luck tonight. You're in good shape if you can just keep your hands off that white lady's throat until 11:30, sign God. And the ultimate, of course, the ultimate was on a Christmas day, some idiot called me about 8 o'clock in the morning, and I said, hello, God. And he said, is Mary there? Oh. I said, no, she fulfilled her function and we let her go. Oh, boy. I have biblical thoughts sometimes. And, you know, I was just thinking, you know, sometimes you start thinking about something. And I was running across the Bible and I read about Lot's wife. You know, I just figured I'm just having to be open there. And I started thinking, you know, we always hear about Lot's wife. So she turned to a pillow and saw. Yeah. But you never think about poor Lot. I started wondering, you know, like, what kind of guy was Lot, you see? And I could just see Lot, you know, after it happened, running around the neighborhood saying, she never listened. She never paid attention. Sodom and Gomorrah, it wasn't such a bad place. She never listened. And then I can see him transported to 64, you know, after the great event, and he gets on the phone, he goes, he says, hello, Blue Cross. What kind of coverage I got? No, it's not appendicitis, it's my wife. She turned to a pillar of salt. I am not calling from a bar, idiot. Yeah. Well, what do you think I want to do about it? Yeah, I know, buy a dozen hard-boiled eggs. Oh, boy, you're a good group. Well, it's been that kind of a week for me, you know, like I missed out on another one of those commercials. My agent called me from New York to tell me I didn't get the Tarrington commercial. The black eye didn't show up. Oh, well, what are you gonna do? After all, my name is Godfrey Cambridge, I weigh 112 pounds, and if I look fat to you, you're prejudiced.